We're going to learn Daf Samach Zayin Amar Aleph of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We're holding at the two dots on Daf Samach Zayin Amar Aleph, about five lines down on the page. The Mishnah said, "Zaklal Kol Shabanasa Benosin Tam." Anything that's that you get hanaa from the tam that is added by the iser is going to be usher to eat the item. It's going to be usher to eat the taroves. But if the tam of the iser is not beneficial to you, then it's going to be mutter. So I'm Ravidam Rishmua. That is the halacha, that no saint tam lifgam is mutter, that if a non-kosher food gives a negative taste, imparts a negative taste into the food is mutter. So Amar Vidom Shmuel lo shana lo shnafel l'toch grisim. This idea that a vinegar that's aser falls into grisim that are mutter, that the tarovus is going to be mutter, is only if the vinegar falls into grisim rotchin, falls into a hot greasin where the vinegar will actually ruin its taste. But if it fell into cold greasin and then you boil them up, so then when it initially fell in, it actually gave a positive tam. Only later when you boiled it up did it become a negative tam, and then and therefore it had already become usher before the tam turned negative. But if it initially fell into cold greasin, so it gave a tam l'shvach, it gave a positive tam, and then you warmed it up, and now the tam turns into a negative tam, it's already usher, it's too late. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said in name Rabbi Yochanan the same idea, and he added that this is what they used to do in on Erev Shabbos in Tzipori, that they would put vinegar into cold greasin, and therefore it became better. The greasin became better. The korinosam shachalayim, and they had a name for that food called shachalayim. So you see clearly, putting vinegar in cold greasin makes it taste better, not worse. So once the Gemara brings two deos about nosin tam lefgam, when now the Gemara is about to bring two opinions about nosin tam lefgam when the pegam comes only in combination with something else. So let's do a main point before we get to that. So main point number one, even though nosin tam lefgam is mutter, if it initially gives the tam l'shvach and then it turns pagum, it's going to be usser. Amri Shlakish no sin tam lefgam sha'amru. When we say that no sin tam lefgam is mutter, again, no sin tam lefgam means that the iser gives a negative taste into the food. Lo shi'amru kadera zu chasira melech, chasira melech, chasira tavlin, chasira tavlin. We're not talking about a case where someone who would taste it would say, you know, this could use a little salt, or has a little too much salt, could use a little spicing, has a little too much spicing, and that's going to be considered pogum, where it's going to aser it. No, if it was just a matter of salt or spicing, that would be called nosin tam l'shvach. It wouldn't be called nosin tam l'fgam. Elakol she'in chasir klum ve'inan echelas mipnei zeh. No, what we mean is that it tastes so terrible that there's nothing you could do to. No one would eat it. They wouldn't just say, "Oh, add a little salt and that will make it better." They wouldn't eat it as a result of the tam that was put in there by the iser. Another opinion, though, is ve'ika de amri amrei shlakish nosin. That we have to say is right now the iser is pogging the tafshil and the kedera, and therefore it's going to be mutter. We do not say, oh, since you can doctor it up with some salt or spices, so it would be okay, that it's therefore considered no sein tam l'shvach. No, we do consider it no sein tam l'fgam, because so long as you haven't doctored it up with salt or spices, it is in fact pogum. So basically, main point over here, two opinions. If when the iser gives a tam pogum, it could easily be fixed by salt or spicing, it could easily be fixed by salt or spicing, whether that's considered no sin tam l'fgam or no sin tam l'shvach. So Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Avo says in Rabbi Yochanan, there are two dinim about a taroves, a mixture of iser and heter, when it's impossible to separate out the iser that's mixed in. And we have to discuss whether the whole thing becomes Asr. So the first thing is kol sheta'amo umamasho. Whenever there's an iser of heter of tam and mamish, like let's say you have a piece of iser that gets mixed in with a cooked dish of heter, where the iser is still there and the taste of the iser is recognizable, asr. You're not vilokin alav. It's asr to eat it, and you get malchus if you eat it. Vizahu kezayis bichtei achilas pras. That's the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim that we know called kezayis bichtei achilas pras. That if there is a kezayis of iser in this taroves that would be consumed in the amount of time that it normally takes to eat a pras, then that would be highly problematic and that would create an iser. Ta'amo v'loma, and not just an iser, you'd be chayv malchus. Ta'amo v'loma masho, if let's say you have some milk that goes into a meat pot, or chalef, some fats that get absorbed into cooked food, and you can't identify the spot of the milk or of the, meaning it's no longer distinct and identifiable, usr ve'ein lo kan lav. So it would be usr because it creates this tam of iser, but you would not get malchus on it. The imriba tam lifgam. And if you add more to the heter, to the point that it's pogim the tavshil, then mutter. Then it's going to be mutter. So says Mar Valema, why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan say im nosan tam lifgam mutter? That if it was nosim tam lifgam, it's going to be mutter. So says Gemara, hakamashmalan afal gavdi kamilia chrenaisa de pagma bade. Even though there are other things like salt or spices that there's too much of it or too little of it that causes it to be pogum, since lemaisa the iser added to the pagima, it added to the negative taste, it's not going to be aser. V'hilchasa kalishna basra to Reish Lakish. And we paskin like this second lashon of Reish Lakish. So last main point over here, two opinions. I'm sorry, two halachos rather, of Rabbi Yavoah and Rabbi Yochanan. Whenever there is ta'amo uma masho, then it's, and you can eat a kazayis, and you eat a kazayis of the yisr b'chdechil pras, you get malchus. But whenever there's only tam, but no mamashos, then eating, then when you eat it, it would be aser, but one would not get malchus for that. Okay, so we'll stop there, and next time we'll pick up Samach Zayin Amud Beis.